The Justice of Access by Daniel Goldstein. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Dan Goldstein. From the editor, Dan Goldstein is a partner in the law firm of Brown, Goldstein & Levy, LLP. He is tough, smart, and tenacious when it comes to fighting for the rights of blind people. He has been associated with the NFB for a number of years now, and he often comes to our conventions eager to identify folks who can help with one lawsuit or another. This year he actually addressed the convention on Thursday morning, July 5th. This is what he said. My good friends and fellow Federationists, it's a great pleasure to talk to you this morning. I want you to imagine for a minute that a new product is announced today. Well, actually, that doesn't take any imagination at all. Probably a new product has been announced today, or later today. They come along now more than one a day. So let me try this again. Imagine that this product will change the lives of everyday Americans. Well, you see, that's not very hard to imagine either. We've got personal computers, cell phones, ATMs, the internet, all these things that have happened in our lifetime that have indeed changed our lives. Maybe this one is a little tougher. Imagine that the product that will change the lives of everyday Americans is visually based, but was also designed in such a way that it is accessible to all everyday Americans, including the blind, on the very day that the product goes to market. Applause from the audience. That's a little harder to imagine, but I want to stretch your imaginations a little bit further, and I want you to imagine a day when each and every new product is accessible from the first day that it is sold. I imagine that that will happen, because the NFB will make it happen, because it is just and right. Now, there are lots of different pieces to that puzzle. There are pieces like you heard yesterday from GW Micro, and I was struck to hear one of the speakers say that WindowWise could use Vista on the very day it was introduced to the public. And it comes from other sources, like what we heard from Chris Stephen today and from Dr. Rahman. It was extraordinary to hear, although it was certainly put in very understated terms, Dr. Rahman. It was extraordinary to hear that as of 2 days ago, hundreds of thousands of public domain books are accessible online for the very first time. But there is another piece to the puzzle, one that I have been involved in, and I want to tell you what I know about that part. About 9 years ago, in the waning years of the last century, Dr. Maurer called me into his office. "See here," he said, "there are too many products out there that are useful that the blind can't use. Some of the products we used to be able to use, but now the controls are digital and we can't use those anymore either. We're going backwards. The people inventing these products could make them accessible to the blind, but they aren't thinking about us. And then later it's too expensive to change the product and make it accessible." "That's terrible," I said. "Go fix it," Dr. Maurer said. "Today?" I asked. "Well, get started today. What you need to do is go sue some of these folks with inaccessible technology, and if they're big companies and if you're noisy about it, then other folks will sit up and take notice, and soon enough they'll start making things accessible on their own, and you can close your office and go fishing." "Why don't we start off small until we get the hang of it?" I said. There was a pause, and then Dr. Maurer said, "Good idea. Go sue America Online and get them to make AOL accessible." "That's small," I said. "Well, I was going to say Microsoft, but you asked me to start off small." So I walked out of Dr. Maurer's office and I was thinking, my firm is 10 lawyers. I don't have a 600-lawyer law firm, and AOL can go buy all the 600-lawyer law firms at once. How on earth am I going to sue AOL and win? Of course I was asking the wrong question. How was the NFB going to sue America Online? And that isn't much of a question. There is power in the Federation. There is power in the blind united in a just cause. I mean, when you think about it, you almost have to feel sorry for AOL going up against the NFB. AOL never had a chance. Now why do I say it's the power of the blind acting together? I'm going to give you two examples. Long before we started doing technology access cases, Dr. Maurer called me one day and told me about a blind grandmother in Dothan, Alabama. The state had taken away custody of her grandchildren because the state said a single blind woman couldn't be a competent custodian. I flew down to Dothan with Chris Cox, Anil Lewis, and Mike Jones. The state of Alabama's lawyers backpedaled faster than circus performers. I would be a proud fool to tell you I won that case. It was the presence of competent blind parents to show the lie in what Alabama was saying that won that case. It was the power of the blind united in a just cause that made it possible for Chris, Anil, and Mike to be there in the first place. 2 days ago I talked with a mother of a blind ninth grader who was denied adequate braille training. Dr. Maurer mentioned this young lady in his presidential report. The school district had hired high-priced lawyers, and the mother told me she thought it was the school district's intention to outspend her so she would have to give up. But she had the NFB. She has the power of the blind united in a just cause, so she has more resources than that school district can imagine. And the same has been true of our access cases. The list of victories that the NFB has had against giant companies has gotten long, and each year you hear about them in the presidential report. Voice-guided ATM agreements with Diebold, Chevy Chase Bank, First National Bank, and now, as we'll talk about in a minute, Cardtronics. accessible voting machines in Volusia County, Florida, and Maryland, and I'm not going to repeat all of them because you've heard them, and I want to talk to you about what the future holds. Last year in Dallas, I got up at the board meeting and at many state caucuses and told you that Cardtronics was raising a question in the courts as to whether blind people would use these ATMs if they were voice-guided, and I asked for your help. And did you ever answer the call? We set up a table there in Dallas outside the main hall, three of us, and the line snaked on and on from 8 in the morning until 7 at night. We never had a moment to get out of our chairs, so many of you came and talked with us. Then you went home and tested those machines and gave us affidavits. Then some of you even became class representatives and had to give depositions. And what was the result of your efforts? Because of what you did, as you heard today, Cardtronics, the largest deployer of ATMs in the world, is here today, our newest friend, with a groundbreaking agreement that will make some 17,000 ATMs accessible by the end of the calendar year, and their fleet of 30,000 accessible by 2010. Applause from the audience. As Dr. Maurer mentioned in his presidential report, Cardtronics is reimbursing the NFB for attorney's fees to the tune of $900,000. I'm going to hazard a wild guess that Dr. Maurer can find a good use for that. As all of you know, the NFB has sued Target to make Target.com accessible to the blind, and Target said to the judge, the NFB has to prove that blind people have tried and failed to use our website. And we put a call out to you, and you responded in huge numbers with sworn testimony. Then Target said, yes, Judge, but okay, they've shown that, but they can't prove that the inaccessibility of the website has affected the way they shop at the actual Target stores. And the judge gave us 30 days to submit more affidavits on that point. We put out a call in a hurry, and more than 40 of you came forth and gave us affidavits, and then 10 of you submitted to questioning under oath to depositions. And Target doesn't know it yet, but just being one of the largest retailers in the world, just having capitalization in the billions of dollars, just having revenues in the billions of dollars is small potatoes when they were up against the power of blind people united in a just cause. Dr. Maurer's vision of 9 years ago to sue so that someday we don't have to sue, so that someday companies will act on their own, that is beginning to come true. 2 weeks ago, I got an email from an academic named Jonathan Frank. I'd never heard of him, but he sent me a study he had just completed and submitted for publication. And in that study, he wanted to see if our lawsuit against Target had affected the behavior of other retailers' websites. Had they gotten the message and cleaned up their act on their own? So what he did, he tested the homepages of 31 large retailers, both as they existed, because there's a way to get that on the internet, in February 2006 before we filed suit, and as they existed last month in June, to see how accessible and how usable these sites were. Before we sued Target, 55% of these website homepages complied with accessibility guidelines. After we sued Target, 73% did. Applause from the audience. In February 2006, just over half the websites were usable. Last month, three quarters. Now the article went on to identify which sites had changed for the better and which ones for the worse. So to those companies that haven't gotten better, we know where you are and we know how to find you. The change is coming because we are getting the word out to the business community that the blind are here and that we're not going away, that we won't be overlooked, and that it's good business to seek our trade. Blind people can spend money just as well as sighted people. The blind are entitled to access, and they are entitled to it when the sighted get technology, not 10 years later or 5 years later or even 6 months later. And that day is not yet here, but it's closer than it was because of the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind. Here are some signs of change on the horizon. Amazon has signed a joint technology agreement with the NFB. By the end of this calendar year, it will be more than what you've been able to do up to now, which is to put in the name of the CD you already knew you wanted and search to buy it. You're going to get to use the whole site like everybody else. And they have pledged not just accessibility, but equivalent usability. It should be as friendly a site to you as it is to the sighted. We didn't sue Amazon. We didn't threaten to sue Amazon. Amazon contacted the NFB and said, we need to talk. And Dr. Maurer said, we sure do. You heard this morning from Dr. Rahman. We've never sued Google. We've never threatened Google. It's not even a good idea to think about suing Google. But we sat down and talked with Google, and we told them that in digitizing the world's books, it was doing something that was not only important for the sighted, but would be revolutionary for the blind, increasing by at least 1,000% the books that are accessible to the blind today. So we talked about it, and as Dr. Rahman just said, they're taking step zero on a long journey, but it's a step in the right direction. I predict to you that with the power of the NFB, the power of the blind united in a just cause combined with the genius and know-how of Google, many more doors will be opened that have long been closed. But the battle isn't over. Much technology is still not blind-friendly. So what does the future hold? Well, the tide is changing on websites, but there's more to be done. Some job employment websites are terrible. Maybe you know of one and want to do something about it. Together we can. We can change it and make it accessible. Many websites associated with education, the ability to talk to fellow students and professors, are inaccessible. Talk to us about that, because together we can do something about that. We can change it. Kiosks. I won't stand here and tell you that we can do something about kiosks in an airport right away, but kiosks are springing up all over the place elsewhere, and we can do something about that. When we're done, accessible kiosks will be the default standard. The airlines won't have any other kind to buy and put in the airports. It may not be easy, but together we can do it. Point-of-sale machines and self-checkout machines, there's no reason that those can't be accessible. Together we can do something about it. Together we can change it. Accessible instructions and information for medications so that you know what's in the pill bottle, when to take it, and what the complications are. It's time that was accessible, and together we can do something about it. Together we can change it. Sound practical answers are there to make the technology used by the sighted accessible to the blind. Ours is a just cause, and together we will be so effective in what we do that the day will come when I will stand up and say, imagine that a new product was announced today that will change the lives of everyday Americans, that's visually based, but was accessible and usable by the blind from the day it was put up for sale. And you'll say, yeah, big deal. It happens every day. And Dr. Maurer will hand me a fishing pole. The day will come. Applause from the audience. And it will come because of the power and the purpose of the Federation, because of the blind united in a just cause. That was my speech, but indulge me for one personal statement. I am immensely honored to be part of this fight. I think my wife and children are proud that I am part of this fight, and I cannot thank you enough for the opportunity. Thank you. Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you're not just making a donation. You are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gains tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. Eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations. Reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children. Provide hope for seniors losing vision. Promote state and chapter programs and provide information that will educate blind people. Advance technology helpful to the blind. Create a state-of-the-art library on blindness. Train and inspire professionals working with the blind. Provide critical information to parents of blind children. Mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.